Important halacha regarding shinui matan. You know, we're studying these halachot now. Question is very common. Person's having a seuda, in the middle of the seuda, goes to the bathroom. It happens all the time. He gets off the table, goes to the bathroom, comes back. Does that necessitate nu berachot? Is that considered shinui makom? Well, the Ramah talks about this case in Hilchot Berachot, in Kuf Ayin Chet, in Halakha Zayin. And he says that it's not considered a hefsek. On that, the Mishnah Brura discusses in the Biur Halakha that that's only talking about a case where he's eating bread. Like we learned till now, that when it comes to bread, since the Brichat HaMazon connects you to the original place, so it's not considered a hefsek. But when it comes to fruit, and when it comes to nefashot items, the bathroom itself will be considered a hefsek. This is the opinion as well of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Da'alotecha. Now, one has to be clear, in the times of the Mishnah Berura, in the times of the Ben Ish Chai, the bathroom was outside the house. So, clearly they're applying the rules of Betekise or Shinui Makom outside the house. And we learned already, if you leave the house during the Seudah, so the law is going to be that if it's bread, you don't have to make a new Berakah when you come back. But for Nefashot items, you do. So it seems the Mishnah Berura and the Ben Ish Chai are following that principle. However, there is another Rav called the Biyakov Castro. And he says, never is Betekise a hefsek, because he says that's a normal bodily function, that when a person sitting down to eat, he knows he has to go to the bathroom. It's not like it's a hefsek, it's something that's expected, and therefore you cannot say, even if he went out, it's considered like a necessity, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. This is the opinion as well as the Levush. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings these opinions in Chedek Vav of Igrot Moshe. This is the opinion as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, that no matter what a person is eating, when he goes to the bathroom, there is no problem of hefsek. So it comes out we have a machloket again between the poskim. You have the Raman one side that's saying going to the bathroom is not a problem. You have the Aruch HaShulchan agrees. You have the Levush. On the other side, you have Rabbi Yaakov Castro, that he's coming along to say that you have no problem when it comes. You have the Ben Ish Chai, I'm sorry, on the other side. Ben Ish Chai says it's a problem. The Yehuda HaKas sounds like it's a problem. What is the opinion of Acham Ovadia? This is not so pashut. Acham Ovadia, in one place, in Alichot Olam, in Chelek Bet, on page 44, clearly said that the Beta Kiseh is considered a hefsek, because since you went to a place where you cannot make berachot, cannot make berachot in the bathroom, cannot have the seuda in the bathroom, so the place itself would be considered a hefsek. And therefore he writes, legabe perot, a person went to a bathroom, he knows he's talking about a bathroom in the house, he's not talking about an outhouse anymore. And with his logic, it doesn't make a difference really, because his logic is, since you went to a place that's unfit to make berachot, so he would hold it, you're having perot. And you went in and made a, went to the bathroom in the middle, and you came back, you have to make a new berachot. And he brings Rishonim to say this over here. Chaura, we would have to apply the rule of Safek Berachot Lakel over here, because there's machlokot over here all over the place. Some say yeah berachot, some say no berachot. Hakam Avadia's opinion, although it's clear in Alichot Olam, and Yalkut Yosef English, he says that Hakam Yitzchak Yosef subsequently asked his father, Alam Shalom, what he holds, and it seems he retracted. And it seems that he said that the bathroom would not be considered a hefsek, especially today it's indoors, and therefore that which he wrote in Alichot Olam could be not really the rabbi's final opinion. And that's where Chaim Yitzchak Yosef holds as well, Yibadil L'Chaim Tovim. And based on that, so even in the Yalkut Yosef English, in Hilchot Yom Tov, He said if a person goes to the bathroom, he has to make new berachot. And then in the chut berachot, he retracted from that. So everybody's retracting all over the place. The ma'aseh, he comes out now, and the bottom line, I'll read it here, it's in berachot 2 on page 97. Nechnas the shirutim. Be'emsa achilato, ben be'emsa achilat pa. בין באמצע אכילת פירות ומשקה, כשחוזר, אינו חוזר וברך עליהם. זה קרה לך. Bathroom is not considered הפסק, no matter what you're eating. He says, parentheses, look at הליכות עולם חלק בית, which we quoted, but then he says, look at the ירחון, יתד המאיר, which is, and Yitzhak wrote an article on this halakha, and he says it there, that he asked his father, and his father said that he would not make berachot, and it seems that he's taking that as the final opinion. So again, although maybe in previous daily halakhot, we did quote the halikot olam, because that was the rabbi's opinion that we had available to us, but now the ma'aseh, the person goes to the bathroom, no matter what he's drinking, no matter what he's eating, it's not considered a hepsek, a lenyan, a meal. Therefore, when he comes back, he continues eating without berachot.